Please, Daniel.
Of course, no, very happy to do so. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think some of the points have just been raised and mentioned already, so I've got a couple of general points. I think you yourself mentioned a very good point that any such database cannot be established overnight. It's not something that can be done very quickly. It would be something that needs to have time and consideration given to it. We heard just now from the Russian Federation and just immediately before me also from India that to establish such a database would need, you know, some guidance, some parameters as to what should be included in the database. So that would need to be the result of discussion amongst experts, amongst interested states parties. The database that we do have, the database that I referred to last week during MX1, the Cooperation and Assistance Database under Article 10, the update that we did to that database last year was based on the old Article 10 database. So we already had an existing structure, existing information that states parties had been providing into that database already. So we used that information and we updated the database accordingly. I think as we've heard already from OPCW, it would obviously be very good to look at examples, existing examples of databases, which would include OPCW, for example. There are also some other models out there, for example, within the European Union Civil Protection Mechanism, and other examples in different arenas as well that would be worthwhile to examine. So those are some general comments. More practically, obviously, as you have already mentioned and others have alluded to, the review conference did not give a specific instruction, a specific mandate to establish such a database, nor did it give a budget, nor did it give any resources, so that there is currently no budget line for the creation of such a database. Now, establishing such a database does not need to be a huge financial undertaking, but it does require some resources. And as I said, at the moment, those resources are not provided for in the budget of the Biological Weapons Convention, which states parties pay through their assessed contributions. I mentioned last week in MX1 that the update of the Article 10 database was supported by a voluntary contribution from Ireland. That was a small voluntary contribution, but nonetheless, it was a specific contribution used to update that database. We didn't do that ourselves. We do not have the expertise, the required information technology skills. So we had to hire the services of a consultant through UN recruitment processes. Again, that costs some money. As I said, we're talking in the small thousands, I think probably round about 5,000 for the direct costs. If you also want to do something looking at other options, perhaps it may be necessary to convene a couple of expert, kind of workshops, group meetings. You could be talking of something like 10,000 as a total cost to actually have a well-scoped out, a well-defined, as the Indian delegation were just saying, a well-defined database. So not a very huge amount of money, but still something that, as you said before, needs to be done. If it's to be useful and provide a service to states parties, it needs to be done properly and adequately resourced. Thank you.